In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. We're looking at the book of Habakkuk, or however you pronounce the man's name, chapter 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. O Lord, how long shall I cry, and you do not hear me? Even cry out unto thee violence, and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are they that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth, for the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceeds. Oh, he's having a hard day, this prophet. You know, why do I cry out to you and nothing happens? Why do I cry out violence and we get destroyed? Like, come on. Why don't you listen to me? This is the prophet. This is the prophet crying out. But in chapter 2 it says, "But I will stand upon my watch and set before me the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved." And the Lord answered me and said, "Write the vision, make it plain upon the tablets, that he may run and he'll be able to read it. For the vision yet has its appointed time. But at the end it shall speak, it shall not lie. If it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just man shall live by his faith." Oh yes, he was very, very upset, this Habakkuk. He had been crying out to the Lord, and you know what? No answer, and he was being destroyed, and he felt like it's all useless. But the Lord says, "Write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets. For the vision has its appointed time. It will surely come. It will not be late. It will not be late." I tell you, my friend, that the just man lives by faith. And if it is not faith, it's going to be despair. If we do not live by faith, it is going to be living by despair. That's right. If our faith muscle is not being developed to trust God in every aspect, I'm going to tell you, we're not going to make it. And if you can't trust God with your money, you can't trust him with anything. If you can't trust God with dirty, rotten, filthy, green pieces of paper with president's pictures on it, how can you trust God with the things that are really important? Do you know who said that? Jesus. Jesus said that. How can we trust God? And I'm going to tell you, it's either faith and trust or despair. It's either believing God that he's going to carry me through whatever trial I'm in, or I'm going to go under for the third time and drown. And I'm going to become bitter and miserable and hateful. Oh yeah. Trusting God. It's something that the person who just gave their life to Jesus needs to live. And it's something that someone who gave their life to Jesus 48, 84 years ago still needs to live. For the just man lives by faith. Trusting God. Trusting God. Trusting God. Oh yes, that the vision will be completed. That it will not delay. It will surely come. I tell you, the vision has an appointed time, and it will speak. It won't lie. And if it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come. But my just person lives by faith. And that's the rub. Who lives by faith today? Who lives by faith today? That's the issue. That is the issue. Who lives by faith today? I don't think many people live by faith. I don't believe many churches live by faith. You know how I know? Because we want to control things. We don't want God to have his way. I'm talking about all churches. You know, last night at our worship service, I said to the Lord, you can have your way. Do what you want to do tonight. It's your show. It's not our show. Do what you want to do tonight. Have your way. We give you liberty to be God tonight. We don't want to butt in to what you want to do. We want to cooperate to what you want to do. See, the just man lives by faith. Just man. We have a wall, okay? We have a wall. A wall that we had someone who was going to fix our wall, okay, because it was buckling. But what happened is he stole over $50,000, okay? Never did the wall. But you know what? We took him to court, and it's taken over 2 years, and we've got some of our money back, and that's good. But now we have to fix the wall. It's going to cost between $80,000 and $100,000. I have to believe God's going to provide that money. I have to believe God's going to provide that money. Just like I had to believe that when I was looking for benches, I said to the Lord, I will spend $60,000 for benches. But you know what? You know where benches are. And if you send them to me, I'll take them. And somebody called out of the blue and asked Sister Margaret if she wanted benches. She said, no, but Father Tom does. And I knew they would fit, and they did. The just man lives by faith. The just man lives by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And without faith, there's no stories. Really, there are no stories without faith, honest. There are no stories without faith. And I'm going to tell you, if you are a priest or a minister and you don't have stories, I'm going to tell you, you're not following God. There are always stories. Oh yes, there'll be a lot of troubles that you'll have. But there are always stories that take place. God knows how to do things. He's God Almighty. When we live by faith, we get the increase. We start seeing things happening that we cannot do. That's what I say. You know what? Who wants to live by control? Because it's so boring. The only thing you see is what I know how to do. When I live by faith, I see the action of God. And it just takes my breath away to see the action of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. There's nothing like the action of God, I'll tell you. There's nothing like the action of God. When God moves in a certain person or in a certain area and brings to pass something that only he can bring to pass. Like I told you the story, our great music minister went to work for Father Cappucci, and you know what? It's a full-time job, and I said, you know, Michael, you have to go. But the day he left, I'm walking out of the church, and there's this young man. I had never seen him before. I asked him if he wanted to have lunch with us. He said yes, as we're walking to my house. I asked him if he played guitar. He says that he's in Berklee School of Music. Like, that just doesn't happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you live by faith, God does things that you can't do. I didn't need to put out a sign. I need a music minister. The Lord sent him the very day the person left. When you live by faith, these things begin to happen. I cannot see living a boring life. I love when God interrupts and does things that I can't do. The just man lives by faith, and without faith it's impossible to please God. Without faith, there's no miracle stories. There are no miracle stories. Just the other night, I prayed with someone who had oxygen on, okay? Listen to this. He had gone to the hospital, and I guess they gave him a report of death. And after they gave him the report of death, you know what he said? It is what it is. He came to the service. I prayed with him with other people. He took the oxygen off. He says, I went to the hospital. I got bad news. I said, it is what it is. I said, no, it was what it was. It's not that way anymore. Now he's without the oxygen. And he's got his hands up in the air, and he's weeping, and the whole family's hugging each other. That's God. That's God. I can't make those things happen. I cannot make those things happen. Or the young man who was nearly crippled, walking with a cane. Prayed with him and took the cane away, he started walking, and I knew his knee was bothering him too, because it was mostly his back. And the Lord told me his knee was bothering him. How'd the Lord tell me? Because as I was praying with his back, I got a pain in my knee. And he said, how do you know my knee was bothering me? Because I got a pain in my knee, and that's the way the Lord spoke to me. And he walked out of the place without a cane. I can't do those things. The just man lives by faith. The just man lives by faith. When we live by faith, we please God, and we start seeing the actions of God. And you know what? I can't live without seeing God working. I can't live without seeing God working. Because my life would be boring. And you know what? I did not give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ to live a boring life. I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ to live an exciting life. That's why I say to young men, you know, you want to follow Jesus? Come by me. I'll show you what's excitement. I'll show you excitement. The blind see, the deaf hear. God is a provider. You just listen to this, okay? I was at the WOW conference, okay, with two young people who did music, Amy and Nick. And I'm having breakfast with them, and they're talking to me, and they want to go to Poland, okay? They want to go to Poland. And they want to go do some evangelistic work, and they want to be with Father Martin a little while. So I hear out of my mouth, I'll get your tickets for Poland. It comes right out of my mouth. Comes right out of my mouth, okay? It comes right out of my mouth. Now, once something comes out of your mouth, you got to do it. Do you know that the Lord provided me the money when someone gave me a gift the other day? The just man lives by faith. The just man lives by faith. The just man walks by faith. And without faith, it is totally impossible to please God. Unfortunately, God is not pleased most of the time because we are into our own ways. And they are not faithful ways. They are the ways of the world. I told you, we've got a wall that we have to do. How will the Lord supply that $70,000 that we need, because we've already got some of it? I don't know. But you know what? I know we will. Somehow, it'll come. If the vision delays, wait for it. It will surely come. God is a provider. God is a provider. God is a provider. Already we sent $3,000 from Holy Rosary to Father Ilrich. We sent it yesterday from our parish. We're trying to provide for his need. See, we're always trying to provide for people's needs at our little parish. Not that we're saved by our works, but if you love Jesus, you're going to try to help people. You're going to bring them to salvation. You're going to help people. So we sent from our little parish $3,000 to Father Ulrich. But listen to this. That's not the money that I'm sending either. That's the money of the parish. But listen to this. God won't be outdone in generosity. Somehow he'll get us that money for that wall. He knows how to do it. We just need to trust him. We just need to be faithful in giving. You need to give to the poor. The Lord has a preference for the poor. We feed them every single week. We not only feed them, we buy underwear for them, we buy clothing for them. We do what we need to do. And we're rewarded for it. Dorothy and Jack, they buy hot dogs. We have tuna fish. We have underwear. We have clothes. We pray with them. God will not be outdone in generosity. These are the poor. These are the ones that love Jesus most, because you know what? They've got nobody else. They're on the street. And the Lord knows how to repay us. If it's not with money, it's in health. This is totally amazing, you see. The just man lives by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Living for the Lord Jesus Christ day by day, in faith, in faith, in faith. You know, he holds the purse strings. You know, he owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. You know, he knows how to provide. But unless I live by faith with my money and with my goods, I'm going to tell you, the purse strings of heaven will be closed. But it's not only money, it's your time. It's your talent, it's your treasure, it's your life, it's your blood, it's everything. It's everything. The just man lives by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. When you live by faith, you start to see the action of God. When you see the action of God, you start to rejoice, because hallelujah, it's so wonderful to see the action of God. My friend Eric and Gerald, they went out on Saturday or Sunday, I don't know, one day, I think Saturday, at the Boston Common to preach. And they kind of reached a hiatus, and they said, now what would Father Tom do if he were here? Well, I'd like to do to go out with them, and we'd do healing service on Boston Common. We just start proclaiming in the name of Jesus, who needs to be healed? Who needs to be healed? And we'll watch the Lord heal people. I'll tell you, you'll get a crowd. You'll get a crowd. I've got to rest up, though. You know, I can't do it now because I'm too tired. But I've got to rest up, and I'd love to do that with them. Because I know God would heal the sick. I know it. I know it. Jesus said signs like these will follow those who preach the gospel. Then once they're healed and you declare the kingdom of heaven, a kingdom of God, this, they give their life to Jesus. You know, this is the way you live, you know. This is the way you live. You live by faith, walking one step at a time, that the Lord's going to lead you where he wants to lead you. And that's wonderful. It's exciting. This is Pro-Life Month, at least it used to be. And we have whatever it's called, a bassinet or something. No, it's not a bassinet, it's a whatever. And we fill it up with baby clothes for unwed mothers. You know, anybody who'd like to do that, to fill up our playpen with things, just come to the Holy Rosary. Put your stuff in the playpen. We give it to unwed mothers. It's pro-life month. Last week, because Eleanor and all the other people there, Mary was there, and they were before Planned Parenthood, and there were three babies that were saved. They did it by faith. Sometimes they go out there and nothing happens. Well, at least nothing that they can see. But three women were spared. Eddie was there, and three women were spared, and three babies spared. You see, the just person lives by faith. Faith always pays off. If not today, tomorrow. Eddie and Sandy were there, and most of the times Joan is there with her husband John, and you know, and Frank is there, and you know, because they do these things, they see the increase. But you see, nothing happens when you sit in the rocking chair just wishing and hoping and thinking that nothing happens to me. You've got to put yourself out. You've got to give yourself. You've got to invest your money in the work of God. You've got to invest your life. You've got to invest your time. I tell you, I could not live a life that's boring. I don't want it. I need to see the action of God. I need to see God at work. I need to see the power of God. People say, well, you know what? Maybe you don't have enough faith. Listen, faith brings in a harvest. Faith brings in an increase. It's not only I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe, and therefore God does something. I give myself, and God does something. I give my money, and God does something. Something happens when I walk by faith. It moves the heart of God, and I'm going to tell you why. Because most people do not walk by faith. They're walking by their pocketbooks, or they're walking by their thoughts, or they're walking by their fears. I'm walking by faith because I need to see the action of God. I need to see people changed. I need to see drug addicts changed. I need to see people changed. Lives of sin coming to Christ. I need to see that. I need to see that. That is what God promises us. If we would preach the gospel, if we would live by faith. Listen, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. But you know what? Most people don't have any idea what I'm talking about. They're bored. They're bored doing the work of the Lord. They're bored. I called a hospital yesterday, Addison Gilbert, to pray with a lady. I said, my name is Father DiLorenzo. She said, oh, Father Tom, the lady in Addison Gilbert in Gloucester knew me. How are you, Father Tom? I'm doing okay. Could you connect me with so-and-so? Of course I will. Eric and Gerald were on the Boston Common, and I guess Eric must have said, you know, we know Father Tom. And he said, oh, I know Father Tom too. My Lord. More than knowing Father Tom, let them know Jesus. Let them know his power. Let them know his glory. Let them know his anointing. Let them know what God wants to do when people walk in faith. In faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The just man lives by faith. Habakkuk was having a hard day. He was having a hard day that day. He says, you don't even listen to me. I pray and nothing happens and we're destroyed. But the Lord says, write the vision on big tablets that someone can read it when they run. For the vision has its time. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will surely come. Oh, but it doesn't come unless you live by faith. It doesn't come unless you live by faith. Unless you live by faith, it doesn't come. It doesn't come. And I need to live by faith. You know why? Because I need to see the action of God. That's just the way I'm built. I need to see God showing up. Because you know what? It's so boring when only I show up. I need to see Jesus Christ entering in and doing things that I don't know how to do. Hallelujah. I don't know if you need it, but I need it. I thrive on those things. Hallelujah. Even when I feel like a penny waiting for change, if I walk by faith, I will see the magnificent works of God, because He is faithful and He is true and He is wonderful. And you know, He speaks to us and He helps us and He leads us when we walk by faith. So what am I telling you? Walk by faith, if not walk by despair. Walk by despair, because it's either faith or despair. And I'm telling you also, to those who love God and who walk by faith and are called to His purpose, everything works out for the good. Everything, everything, everything. Today at 4 o'clock, people are going to praise the Lord, but it's not in the church. It's in my little chapel, because I have CCD with the kids today in front of the Eucharist. We bring all of our little CCD children before the Eucharistic Lord, and we have a little teaching, and we praise the Lord with them. So if people want to come to praise God, you come to the Holy Rosary at the rectory and come to praise God there, so that God will be exalted in two places at the Holy Rosary. There will be a 7:30 Mass tonight, and I do want to invite people to the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday. It's the best. You know, there's good preaching. You know, if you're looking for good preaching, then come to the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday at the Holy Rosary. And 5:30 Mass, there's a healing service. I will be at both services this week, 5:30 and 11. I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please, I need to hear from you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.